Food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
You don't have to be a senior to complain about senior moments. Even kids know about brain fog, brain drains. And all of this is preventable by simply feeding your brain energy food to your kids and yourself. But to explain all of this to us is Connie Evers. She's a registered dietitian, founder of NutritionForKids.com. And Connie, we thank you so much for being in our kitchen today. I know you meet with kids and parents in your practice on a regular basis. So here's my first question for you. Would you say we have an outbreak of brain energy deprivation in this country?
Your terminology, and I would have to agree. I think that one of the things that parents rarely consider is how nutrition affects brain function in their children, especially very young children who are developing their brains. As much as 60% of the body's energy in infancy is going towards brain health and development, and of course you're needing a lot of nutrients to fuel that. And even for older kids and adults, up to a quarter of the energy we use every day, the calories we use, are going to our brains. And you know, there's just a whole host of additional nutrients, and I feel like it's a big piece that parents are missing.
Well, there's this issue of not even connecting what you're eating with what's going in your body, and as we're today focusing on brain development, which continues. I mean, the brain never stops replenishing itself right through our whole lives, but certainly
That's
the brain
correct.
Development issue is into the 20s, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we joke about, you know, especially males. Like rental car companies are really understanding this, and that's why they don't give you a car before age 25.
Oh, my goodness. That's interesting.
But it is really true. And the connections, you know, we develop a lot of cells in early childhood. I mean, the brain grows 175% just during the first year and another 18% during the second year. And then from age 2 until adulthood, about only another 21%. But what's happening is all that neural pathway adaptation and the wiring is going on. So in other words, our brain is learning to connect, and that continues throughout our life. So we're finding even in seniors, and it's interesting, a lot of the brain research is on infancy and seniors, and you wonder about all of us in between. But you have to kind of extrapolate that indeed it does continue, and we need all those nutrients. We need, first of all, to start with breakfast. You know, principals talk about breakfast on test week, but what about all the other days? You know, so principals understand, school principals, that breakfast is going to help test scores. Well, so that means it's going to help every single day with focused learning and concentration.
That's such a good point, Connie. And recently at a conference, I gave a talk about first foods to introduce to babies. And I found a lot of eyes opening and questions, because a lot of the foods that I was talking about were not the traditional first starting foods. And the main reason was because of brain development. So really, it starts from infancy, right? And maybe
Absolutely.
We can share which foods should be people feeding
so
for
I
brain development.
Right, and so I encourage parents, just like you said, we've really rethought infant feeding. And so the first foods should be something that has an iron source, for instance, because a breastfed baby is going to be running low on their iron stores. Breast milk is fantastic, wonderful, but it is not a great source of iron. So, you know, starting with some of the protein foods, it could be everything from salmon could literally be the first food, eggs, pureed beans, meat, all of those could be first foods. In addition, and if they're going to do cereals, which can also be a great source of iron and some of the other nutrients, make sure they're whole grain cereals. No white rice. So I encourage baby oatmeal, whole wheat, cream of wheat, baby version, all those kinds of foods. And those are the two groups. And then, you know, we're adding avocado, healthy fat sources, all the fruits and vegetables. And it can be all made in your own kitchen, really, other than maybe the baby cereals because of the iron fortification. But there's just so many nutrients that we need. It's, you know, we would need probably a couple hours this morning. Obviously, protein's important. The omega-3 fatty acids, DHA, is very important in the developing brain and probably throughout childhood. I mean, there's even research that DHA is helpful with attention disorders, and we have kind of an epidemic of attention disorders. I sometimes wonder if we would just look at these kids' nutrition, how much that would help. Even if they're on medication, I think we could help them a lot by improving their nutrition. And then there's all the minor nutrients, too, that we don't think about, zinc and copper, selenium, folate, all these, you know, and all the plant chemicals that we find in whole natural foods. Those all contribute to our brain health.
Now, I'm wondering if some parents and are thinking for their children, but also for themselves, well, then if I buy processed food that has added back some nutrients, so that it's like they call functional foods, mm-hmm. Does that count, or do we really need to go to the original source, which is the plant that's grown in a ground that has all those nutrients in it?
Well, you know, my patients and the people I work with come from a variety of different points in terms of, you know, their nutritional evolution. So, you know, if it is they're eating zero at breakfast and they go and get a bar that might have protein and whole grains and some of these nutrients added, that might be a starting point. But I'm always trying to lead parents to easy, you know, quick things. I'm like, grapes, you know, bananas, a lot of fruits are portable. Protein sources that are portable. I'll tell parents, I'm like, they can eat a boiled egg in the car or a string cheese or a container of Greek yogurt for their protein sources. Easy whole grains might be a mini bagel. You know, it's going to be hard to eat a bowl of oatmeal in the car, but you can always come up with, you know, some kind of a quality carb. I'm always encouraging breakfast to move towards a quality carb. It could be what I call intact potatoes with still the skin. It could be a whole grain. It could be a bean or a legume. It could be edamame for breakfast. I mean, it's a protein source. And a fruit or vegetable of some kind and a protein source.
Yeah, so it sounds, I know you mentioned the attention deficit disorder there, and I'm right with you. And I think a lot of parents who may be listening then, can we leave them with the message that if they are worried about their children's focus in school or their academic performance or their lack of focus or their lack with overactivity, then looking at nutrition first before medication is something parents should be doing?
That would definitely be my take on that. And some of these kids, too, do benefit from some fish oil supplementation, especially if they're not eating a lot of omega-3 fatty acids. Looking at regular meals, you know, and at least one good afternoon snack during the day, I would definitely look at their nutrition patterns. Sometimes as the blood sugar goes low, you would think you would get tired, but these kids just ramp up. So definitely looking at the nutrition first.
I think that's a great message to end our segment in, looking at nutrition before medication. Of course, they always need to consult with their physicians and their advisors, and even teachers and principals. But I think nutrition is an easy fix that the family can start today. So, Connie, thank you so much for sharing all this information with us. I want to send everybody to her website, and that's www.nutritionforkids.com, where you can find a variety of information, including her book. So make sure you check that out, and also look in our website for healthy recipes and solutions for your family. Remember, you can always listen to us on RadioMD.com, where all our podcasts are available at any time. In the meantime, eat well and stay well.